Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First Roadshow of Roadshow Season 4, and we are at Max's Swing Lounge in Springfield, and we are going to get to Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes, so you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app, and you can do that anytime, day or night. When the mood strikes, just leave us a voice note on anything, and we will play them back at 9:20 this morning. Celtics, Knicks, and round two of the NBA playoffs, and game one is Monday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. This is Dakota from Braintree to talk Celtics a little bit this morning. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I know you weren't in there, but Chris, if you remember a few months back, you had me call in, and I was hearing things on the deal side and talked what Shams talked about yesterday, about this team to get the valuation that they want needed to be dismantled, and there need to be contingencies in place to get to that, underneath that second apron. And all this is this coming to roost. But here's going to be the big problem. You just think that they have assets in Porzingis and Holiday. They have to trade them before this year's season, NBA season, ends, because you can't wait until it goes into next season. So they're going to have to dump Porzingis, Holiday, and get nothing in return. Because if they take on an expiring contract or a contract that spills over into next year, that didn't do anything to alleviate the pain. So they're going to have to trade them for nothing, or maybe a second-round pick coming back, for two vital assets on a championship team. And the only one of value that they could trade to get something back is Jaylen Brown. And that's it. Other than that, and maybe it is Jaylen Brown for a high pick and Cooper Flagg, which I would love. I know, Shime, you love that. That would be phenomenal. But this is going to be a problem on the stuff that they get back, and why it was important, and at least at the trade deadline, that they would have dumped Holiday, because they could have got an asset for Holiday. No one's given you anything for Porzingis and Holiday.
A couple of things quickly, Dakota, and I hear what you're saying, but you can't take a victory lap months later when you said it was the deadline and that this was a prerequisite for the sale. The sale's through. It's finalized. And I don't see Jaylen Brown. With all due respect to Jaylen Brown, if I'm getting Cooper Flagg, the cost, if I'm an owner, Jaylen Brown is not a straight up trade for Cooper Flagg.
No, not even close.
I understand. And Chris, and I can take a victory lap, because I said this was going to happen, and I said that morning, if it doesn't happen on the trade deadline, it's going to happen before this season comes to an end. That's what I said. So, you know, just because
regular
Shams
season
wants
or,
to say
or
it,
full season.
Huh?
Regular season or full season?
No, the full, right after the NBA. The NBA Finals ends, I believe, June 22nd. Next season starts July 1st. There's a seven-day window that it's still in this current season. They cannot do any trades next year beyond July 1st, because all those contracts still get on the books for the following season. So they're going to have to dump someone before free agency starts. And right. To get all this
it'll
money
actually
off
be,
the book.
It'll actually be during the parade is when they're going to do it.
It's going to pull over.
Pretty much. But what are you going to get in return, though? What are you going to get? Jaylen Brown is the only
Dakota,
asset that you're going to get in the trade.
They don't have to do anything. They can stand.
Okay, so you want to pay $500 million next year? Yes,
yeah,
you
it's
can
not
do
my
that
money.
If you want.
Yeah.
But do you think fans will be tolerant of this, Dakota?
I think fans right now, Chris, already are aware of this, and they sacrificed what we've had now and hopefully to win another championship, that the fans are not going to care. As long as they can come out of going into next year with either the two Jays or Tatum and some younger guys and some people around them, I don't think it matters to the fans. The fans are not going to be upset.
I feel like this would be like the Patriots saying, we can't keep Brady and Belichick together. Yeah. Or like, I just...
Well, no, 68%. You're keeping your best player, though. You're keeping Tatum. Like, so 68%. It's not like you're getting rid of Tatum.
68% do care. They do not want anybody.
It'll be interesting, though, like if Shams is saying that there has to be changes coming, right, in the summertime or after the season, whenever that is. It is going to be interesting on what those changes are. Like, because even if it is guys, I love Porzingis. But if it's a guy like Porzingis and Holiday, your team looks completely different next year.
Do you think that Shams is Dakota's rival as Mel Kiper is Shime's rival? Do you think those two equate?
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I don't like. I hear, you know, Celtics fans are not as insane as other fan bases in Boston. Like, they may be okay with it, but I just don't see how this is going to go over well. Nobody cares about how much money you're paying in tax. Celtics tickets are absurd. Going to the game costs like $500 just for a regular season to bring your kid. I don't think people will sit back and say, you know what, blow up this whole thing.
Hell no.
We've won back-to-back championships.
Right.
We're Jalen and Jason are both under 28.
Yeah, Tatum's 26 or 27, I believe.
Right.
Jalen might be 28 years old.
What are we doing?
And the other thing, I look at it like this, is if you, and I know there are people who love Jalen Brown, right? But if you got to move, and Courtney, you don't want, but if you got to move on from Jalen Brown, I don't want no damn draft picks. I'm thinking like, all right, you're bringing in Giannis. And so at least that alleviates the blow of me going, all right, well, we lost an all-NBA player and we replaced him. So to lose Porzingis, Brown.
Well, but if it was Brown for Cooper Flagg, then.
I would.
But also,
but that, nobody's going to do that, Greg.
For years,
that's the number one overall pick.
For years, all we talked about was that the Jays couldn't get on the same page. The Jays couldn't get along. Jalen couldn't buy into his role, and Jason was the leader of this team. You think Giannis, who is the star of Milwaukee, bow down to Jason?
No, Tatum? But if you got to move Brown because of the money, that's
I know. I'm just saying the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You may have issues when it comes to two superstars.
But you got to replace him with another superstar.
I don't want to replace him.
Right, but if Shams is saying there's got to be big changes and you got to move money, then that means you're going to have, then you better get rid of Porzingis, White, and Holiday. And then have the two Jays and build around them.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
Happier than Jalen going.
Can we just enjoy this while it's happening?
Right. Yes.
Blame Shams for that.
Is it you keep calling him, you called him Sham and Shams.
Is it Shams or Shams?
Shams.
Shamalama ding dong.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. All right. By the way, sincere thanks. We come out here every year, and our partners out here in Springfield with the show are overwhelmingly generous. So I want to thank Brian and the whole crew at Rocky's Ace Hardware, and Jeff at Sarat Ford Lincoln, and Nick at the 90 Meat Outlet, because they made huge donations to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Wow.
So, guys, thank you. They're all right over there. High five. Thank you. And the foundation, we do things all over the place. Last year, you guys were super generous, donated over $41,000in the name of a Wilbraham police officer. And you guys step up all the time. So
yeah.
Thank you very much, and thanks for partnering with us on this roadshow. We really appreciate that. Okay, we have a new roadshow feature every week, which is called Mind Your Business, and it is brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business, and so every week during roadshow season, we'll go around the table, and we will suggest who needs to mind. I know who everybody's – we'll suggest who needs to mind their business this week.
There's a clear favorite in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I think we all know who that is.
I'm not going to go that way.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go with John Halliburton. Mind your business.
Oh.
Let your son play the game, and you just sit down, be quiet.
Okay. And you mentioned during your lead this morning, the Pacers have told him, stay away.
Stay away. For the foreseeable future, home and away games.
Okay.
Not even in the building.
Nope.
I have one that is a friend of the show, and I may have asked a dumb question about Joe Mazzulla a year ago to him, and I apologize. But it is to Wick. Mind the business that you have been the steward for the last 15 to 20 years. Stand up for Celtics fans as a final act, as someone that will be revered for defending and retaining the members of this dynastic run. Convince Bill Chisholm and whoever else are his partners to say it will be worth it in the long run. Ride this out, because guess what? I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years, but if Jalen and Jason break up at the beginning, at the birth of the new ownership group, it will be something that he will have a very hard time living down. There is no way in which you're going to begin this new period of Celtics ownership by getting rid of one of the finals MVP from this roster and trying to rebuild again. You may win, and everybody will forget, but if you want to make your job exponentially harder, then have your first act be breaking up the best team in basketball.
All right, so you want Wick in the business.
I want him to do what he did to his brother, his dad, and his family the last couple of years.
Well,
for
me, there's a clear-cut number one on the list.
You and I are the side. Unfortunately, it's Jordan.
Jordan.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Bill deserved the opportunity to be on Hard Knocks. We deserve the opportunity to see it.
Yeah.
And you ruined it, Jordan.
We got robbed.
She should have, she wanted, if you missed my lead, Jordan wanted the executive producer title. I'm sure, I don't know much about their relationship, but Bill has been with her for a while for a reason. So I'm sure there's probably a better title for her, like Key Grip. but just mind your business, Jordan. Don't ruin the legacy of the great.
Is that the one who holds the boomstick, the Key Grip?
What? You can surmise what's going on.
The boomstick.
All right.
So that was you.
Going Jordan all day long.
All right. Mind your business, brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. We now know who the Celtics will take on in the second round. The Knicks took care of the Pistons in Detroit last night. 116-113 was the final, and a 40-piece for Jalen Brunson. He, of course, hit the game-winning three. So game one between the Seas and Knicks will start on Monday in Boston.
All right, Wiggy, what do you think about this one? How many games?
I would say similar to the Orlando series. It may be a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
Five games.
Curtis, you feel the same way?
I think it's an actual sweep.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Five.
Five for you?
Yeah.
Chime, where are you? How are you wagering?
I'm leaning Celtics in five.
Okay.
What about you?
All right. I feel good about that. They're going to win the series. I just they may give them a. Wiggy brought it up earlier. They're not the same team defensively as the Magic, but they can put points.
They got better offense than the Magic. So,
well, the other NBA playoff game last night, the Clippers tie up their series with the Nuggets, sending the series to a game seven. The Red Sox dropping out another to the Blue Jays in Toronto, 4-2 after the Sox jumped out to a 2-0 start in the top of the fifth. They led by one entering the bottom of the eighth, but a three-run homer from Vlad Guerrero Jr. would do them in. Tanner Houck went seven innings, giving up a run on four hits while striking out six. The Sox will now turn their attention to Minnesota. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Fenway with Brian Baio taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Mike Monaco joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take their series with the Kings in six. The Avalanche tie things up with the Stars, sending their series to a game seven. The Knights take their series with the Wild, and the Leafs take theirs with the Senators.
All right, a little bit of breaking news. It sounds like Charlie McAvoy will not be coached by his father-in-law.
Ooh. Can I guess team?
Yeah.
Rangers?
Yes.
I knew it.
So Mike Sullivan has been hired as the head coach of the New York Rangers.
Oh.
Bruins will have to go Rick Tocchet or elsewhere.
All right. Sad. Arriba, arriba. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo, ground beef is on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack, 80% lean, fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound. That's limited to two per customer when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
I think you guys say it with a little bit of an accent. Right. Arriba, arriba.
I think we need to go back to the first hour because you were nowhere near arriba, arriba on, during the first hour.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You got to say it with a little bit of a twang.
I said arriba, arriba.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to roll it. Arriba, arriba.
Get that clip, Shime. Yeah, I definitely said arriba.
Okay.
Arriba, arriba.
I don't remember.
Arriba, don't remember. Arriba.
But it was what was it?
One more time.
Arriba, arriba. That's what it says. I was shocked to see it written that way. So arriba, arriba.
Oh, how would you normally see it written?
Well, I just wasn't expecting it to have such pizzazz.
Okay.
Arriba, arriba. All right, Chime.
Courtney, how do you get ready for Cinco de Mayo?
Arriba, arriba. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis.
You got to roll your R.
Okay. Yes. All right, you linguist. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. Or should I say grossest?
Arriba, arriba.
Caught you off guard. It was early.
It was
6:15.
All of a sudden, I'm seeing arriba written on my computer. I said, whoa, wait, arriba, arriba.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm ready for the Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Go to Shaw's and Star Market. 56 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high 77.
All right. We are in Springfield on a Friday morning.
Arriba.
Roadshow number one at Max's Swing Lounge. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for being there last night. We are going to get to your Hill Notes coming up next.